We are at the bottom of Hayom and Beis. We are at the two dots where it says Ma'anene. That's seven, eight lines at the bottom. Ma'anene. So we're speaking here in the case where in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah was speaking about if a person, Reuven, gave Shimon a machzus a shekel, and he told Shimon to be shekel al yodoy for him, and what did he do? V'shakle al yodei atzmei, and he took the machzus a shekel for himself. So the Mishnah spoke about a case where Shimon is going to be moil. So asks the Gemara, Ma'anene. Why, what hana is there? If you look at the Tiklin Chazatin, three lines in the bottom, he says, Ma'anene, lamai mevi carbon mila. Why is he bringing a carbon mila? Or a mila ella benanim in a hektish. V'acha, my hana ika, the e the ka'avid mitzvah, shenasim l'shikle, halav hana hi, the mitzvah's lav lihanif nitznu. So like we mentioned yesterday, number one, it's questionable as to whether or not he's actually discharged his obligation because the Masa Shekel belongs to Reuven. But even if he did, but still, Mitzvah's lovely honest nitznu. So by me taking this and I have now performed a mitzvah, even that is not something to be mechayiv me in the ilah because Mitzvah's lovely honest nitznu. So that is the Gemara's question, to which the Gemara says, Amrab Avin B'Shem Rabbanan to Taman. Rab Avin says, B'Shem the Rabbanan of Taman of over there, which probably means Bavel, Mikavan Shebezdin, Ro'oyin Alamashkin, V'Lay Mashkin Oikimishanana. Like we mentioned yesterday, it being that, as we saw at the beginning of the Masechta, that if a person does not give the machzus a shekel, so then a bezdin would go in and take a mashkin from the person, then it is as if he was nana, meaning he's being nana from the fact that they haven't taken the item which they would have taken, and they wouldn't go and harass him and so on. That's considered to be a hana, that they're not coming to be a mashkin him. Now the final din in the Mishnah we spoke about was if a person, let's say, gave Maisa Sheni money or Shemitah money for Machzus HaShekel. So we said that doesn't work and you need to redeem the Maisa Sheni or the Shemitah money wherever it is. And the Mishnah expressed this by saying, Yoichal Kenegdam. So says the Gemara, Maisa Sheni Mechulo Dechziv, Pasuk says, "Ach b'chor asher yivaker laHashem." B'chor asher yivukar, excuse me, laHashem, and it goes on to say, "Lo yaktish." So, if you have a b'chor asher yivukar laHashem, which is supposed to be a b'chor laHashem, it says, "Lo yaktish ish." So, you're not allowed to be makdish, meaning it already has kedushas b'chor, so you cannot use it for it to become another carbon. So to over here, it's got the Kedusha of Maisa Sheni on it, or Shemitah, you cannot use it to be Machzus HaShekel. So, Lo Yagdish Ish Esoi, Kol Shu Kodesh, Ein Kedusha Chalalav. Anything which has a pre-existing Kedusha, so you're not able to superimpose on it another Kedusha. So, Kate said, Hu Oisa, so what do you do? How do you do this? So we say maybe sala shulchulin v'aymer mois ma'isa sheni b'chol makim shehein yu mcholalin al sala zu. So you say that the money of ma'isa sheni, wherever it is, should be mcholal on this sala. Meaning, I gave ma'isa sheni money for my machzus HaShekel. I would like to now transform that which I gave already. I would like to transform that into regular money, which is chulin, so that I'm able to use it as Machzus HaShekel money. So I need to redeem and remove the kedusha of Ma'aseh Sheni from it. So I say, Mois Ma'aseh Sheni Mechol Makim Shehein, whatever it is, you Mecholalin Al Sela Zeh, it should be Mechol on this coin. Ma'aseh Sela Nitzvah L'Shem Ma'aseh Sheni. And that seller will have kedushas ma'aseh sheni. The Gra says v'harishonim nasu shkolim, and therefore the original one, which you took, That now will become the Machzis HaShekel. The Gra says in Zion, Tzachlim of Arishinim Nasiv Shkalim, Dehainu Mashu Nasin Brishayna, L'Shiklei Nasa Achshav Shkalim, Kevin Shikvar Hilloi V'Nasiv Chulim. So in other words, originally a person took Machzis HaShekel of Maisa Sheni. It's no good, it cannot work, based on this Pasuk by Bachar. So what does he do? He redeems and transfers the Kedusha of Maisa Sheni from the original coin, from the Matbea Rishena, onto the new coin which is in his hand now, and now the original coin, the Rishenim, can become the Machzis HaShekel. Okay, good. We move on to the next Mishnah. Halacha Gimel, Mas Nisan, Hamachanes Mois. So the next sugya is going to be discussing the following. We're speaking about a case where a person is gathering up small coins. Coins which are worth less than a Machzis HaShekel. He needs to gather several of these coins until he reaches the requisite shear. And the first two cases are going to be speaking about where he's gathering the coins, and either at the beginning of the gathering he says, oh, this is going to be for my Machzis HaShekel, or he's already gathered a bunch of coins and he says, these coins will be for my Machzis HaShekel. And he makes a mistake in that he has gathered more coins than necessary. So let's say, for argument's sake, he needs 10 of the lower denomination coins to get a shear of the Machzis HaShekel, and he assembles and gathers 11 coins. So Amchanis Moisvama Hare Eilu Lishikli, this will be for my shekel, for my Machzis HaShekel. The Shammai says the Moisar, the extra, is a Nadava. And like we've seen, the Nadava goes to the Kaitz Mizbeach. It goes to the section and to the kitzi, the collection which is used to finance the karbonis which are brought from the Mizbeach's bottle. So even though it was done betos, it was done by mistake, nevertheless, he says the extra money is a nedava. Beisal says no, the whole thing was a mistake, and therefore the moisar is chulin. So that is that. Now, sha'ovi mehen shikli. If a fellow says, I will bring from them my machzis HaShekel, so he never said the whole thing will be used for my shekel. He said, I will bring from them, Shavi Mehen Shikli. So then Shavin, even Beis Shammai agree, Shammai Sechulin, because he never said the whole thing is to be used for Machzis HaShekel. He just said, I will bring from it for my Machzis HaShekel. So that is all with regards to Machzis HaShekel. Now, the Mishnah says, Eilu Lechatasi, what about a similar case where a person is gathering up coins, and he says, this will be for my chatas, my carbon chatas. So here, Shavin Shammai is a nedava. The chatas only costs, 500, and it turns out that he's got more than 500. So here we say, Shavin Shammai is a nedava. Everyone agrees that the extra money will go to a nedava. Because, as we're going to see, that in theory, there's no fixed price for a carbon chatas. It really depends on the size of the animal. And you could get ones which are more or less expensive. So if you happen to have some extra change from what you're planning on spending or from the cost of this particular money, meaning the fellow has designated an animal, the vendor has designated an animal for you to buy, and you're kind of gathering out the coins, and you say, Hare Eilu Lechatasi, and it turns out you've got change, but being that it could be that maybe you could have bought a more expensive chatas, so then we say even Beis Hillel agree that the moisar is for a nedava, whereas if you say sha'avi mehen chatasi, I will use from the money which I have collected to purchase a chatas, shavin shamay sechulin. Everyone agrees, meaning Beis Shammai would agree that the extra is chulin. Amar Rabbi Shimon, ma bin shkalim lechatas. What is the difference between these two cases, the case of shkalim, where we have machlokes, and the case of chatas, where we don't? And as we're going to see in the Gemara, initially we think that the words of Rav Shimon are going on both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And the Gemara is going to say, according at least to one opinion, it's going only on Beis Hillel. But we'll leave it a bit open for now. What is the difference in case in Shkalim and Chatas? Ella, Shal Shkalim Yeshan Kitzvah, L'Chatas Ein La Kitzvah. Like we explained, when it comes to Shkalim, there's a fixed amount, there's a set amount. Whereas when it comes to Korban Chatas, there is no fixed amount, there is no set amount. And therefore, if a person says, Eilu L'Chatasi, this is going to be for my Chatas, then for sure, all of the money is Nitzpas B'Kedusha, and everything needs to go either for the Chatas, or the rest needs to go for an Adavah. That is Rav Shimon. Rav Yudai, now one second, Af L'Shkalim Ein Lein Kitzvah. You're saying that there's a fixed amount for Shkalim, but we know that things changed and fluctuated over history. Shekshalu Yisrael Menag Goyla, when they came back from Golas Bavel, Hayu Sheklin Darkoines, they used the more expensive gold Darkoin coin. And like the Mefarshim explain, they used the more expensive coin because they needed a lot for the Avodas Habayis, and therefore they used large coins. So that was at one stage. Hazru Lishkol Sloyim. Then they changed to use Sloyim. Hazru Lishkol Tvoyim. Bikshu Lishkol Dinarim. And at one stage they wanted to use Dinarim, but they killed a Mehen. And that they didn't allow. So Lamaisa says, you do see that the Master Shekel also changes and fluctuates and so on. And therefore, why is that an explanation? Why are you saying that there's a kitzvah to the Master Shekel? To which Rav Shimon responds, I'm Rav Shimon, Alpha PK, and you're right. There can be different coins, and there were different coins which were used at different stages of history. I'm Rav Shimon, Alpha PK, Yad Kulan Shava. Nevertheless, everyone, Asher and Ani, have to give the same amount. So whatever it is in that generation, it's fixed. Everyone has to give the same thing. Whereas Avachat is there, maybe Beselav is there, maybe Beshtaim is there, maybe Beshalosh. There clearly can be different sizes, different qualities, different grades, and different costs, and so on. So again, let's just see a couple of lines in the Tiklin Chadatin over here, if you look in the beginning on the Mishnah. And often what he does is he kind of divides, like it says, Masnis and Gemara, Masnis and Gemara, even though it's the same Mishnah, but he divides up the cases, puts like the Mishnah and its respective piece of Gemara with it, and then he goes to the next piece with Mishnah and Gemara. So again, what's the first case? We said a Mechanes, Koines Ma'at Ma'at, Ma'ois. So he's kind of gathering money bit by bit, like he's taking coins, one, two, three. U'b'shosh Shehischil Lechanes. And this is important, like whilst at the beginning, when he is beginning to gather the coins, Omar, Harel Shikli. So he's at the beginning of this process, and he says, this is going to be for my shekel. Ugezhabal lachshev mashakonas matzeshei siru al shikli. And then when he goes and he makes a reckoning at the end, he realizes that he's taken extra coins. So like our example, we said in our example, let's say for argument's sake, he needs 10 coins to make up a matzes shekel, and it turns out that he has actually gathered 11 coins. So we said, Zakta Tiklin Chadatin, Moisara Nedava. The extra will go to a Nedava. Yiplu Lishayfre Shibamigdash, Shaynim Lahakri Bidamein, Oiles Kaikim Mizbeach. Why? The Sabri, Hegdish Betos, Shmei Hegdish. Shitas Beis Shammai is, like we find in Mesechas Nazir and elsewhere, that Hegdish Betos is Hegdish. So if a person mistakenly was makdish shomnink, hektish is chal. That is Beis Shammai, and therefore there's the same application over here. Whereas what does Beis Hillel say? Beis Hillel say no. The extra coin, moisaran chulin, why shalim iskaven ze elekadei shikli? Clearly the fellow's intent was only to come up with a number of coins necessary to make up a matzah shekel. So he's gathering 1, 2, 3. He thought he was gathering 10. He ended up taking 11. He clearly did not have that in mind. And therefore, it's hektish tos. According to Beis Hillel, it is not hektish. That was the first case. We said that if in a case where he says, I will bring from this my shekel, then everyone agrees, even Beis Shammai agreed that the Moisar is going to be chulin. Everyone agrees to that. Then we said when it comes to when it comes to the case of chatas, so we said a similar thing. If he says already el chatasi, this will be for my chatas, then here we said even Beis Hillel agree that the Moisar will be a nedava. If he says I will bring from it my chatas, everyone agrees that the leftovers is chulin. And we said, what is the difference? And Rav Shimon said, because the Shkalim has a kitzvah, whereas the Chatas does not have a kitzvah. And to which Rav Yudah says, no, but we do find historically there were differences. We'll just maybe look at one last Tiklin Chatatin and the second to last line before the lines become wide. Ubikshu lishkol dinar. I mean, there were times in history when first they gave darkonais and then sloyim. And then other ones, ubikshul ishkol dinarim, kalim eshalayin, isvat lamatbea, elashayim avakshim, lahakel, they wanted to be makel, lahavi lishiklem, machtis matbea, ayetzishu dinar, and they wanted to bring smaller denominations and so on. The point is, you see that there was some fluctuation, there was some variation, to which Rav Shimon said, no, you're right, but the point is, an ani and an usher have to give the same amount. Okay, good. So going back to the first case. The first case was Mechanes Mois. Person is gathering up coins to reach the amount of money to make up a Machzis HaShekel. And he says, Harei L'Shikli, and it turns out he's gathered more than necessary. Beis Shammai said the extra is Nedava. Beis Hillel says the extra is Chulin. So, Mechanes, Rabbi Yosef Hashem Rabbi Lazar, Ma Pligun, the Mechanes Praetorate. The Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is when a person is gathering Praetorate. Like we said, that's at the beginning, when they're gathering at the beginning, they say, oh, I'm gathering these coins for the sake of my Machzis HaShekel. So, the Machanes Praetorate. Avul Ba'omer Harei Eilu L'Shikli. But let's say a fellow just grabs a bag of coins. He grabs a bag of coins and says, Harei Eilu L'Shikli. Well, you know, in other words, he reckons he's got, you know, 10 coins in his bag. And he says, therefore, these are for my shekel, for my machzis HaShekel. Turns out there's 11 coins in there. Says Rabbi Yosi, B'Shem Rabbi Elazar, if he grabs a bag of coins, and he says, Harei Eilu L'Shikli, Kol Am Meidesh HaMeisru Nedava. Even Beis Hillel would agree that the extra one is a Nedava. In other words, well, let's actually maybe see the Tiklin Chatzin over here. He says, if you look, again, it's about 9 lines down in his Pirish. Avo ba'omer, Eilu L'Shikli, meaning im natal yodi malaya ma'is. He took a hand which was full of money. Va'omer Eilu L'Shikli. For yesh be'mois, and it turns out that there are extra. Be'de be'zil, the mois and the dava, she'ein kantos, the hayada kamehain. Meaning he knows he's grabbing a bag of coins. Imke neskaven lechulin shiu l'shkolim. Elashin reshoi laharbois l'machzis hashekel, l'kach ha'mois and the dava. So the way the Tiklin Chatzin is explaining the Gemara, according to Yosef Hashem Rav Elazar, is case number one is praetorite. A person has a bunch of coins, let's say he's got a bunch of copper coins, and he's starting at the beginning, that's what he is stressed. He says, this will be for my shekel. So then Beis Hillel says, oh, you know, the extra is going to be chulin. You didn't have in mind for that. But if he grabs a bag of coins, he takes a handful of coins, and he kind of knows what he has, that's the way he explains it, he knows what he has, and he still says, Harei Eilu L'Shikli. And then Beis Hillel will say that the extra is going to be for an Adava, meaning he knows that he cannot make the extra a Machzis HaShekel, and therefore, the extra, he would like to be a Adava. That is the way Rabbi Yosi's version of Rabbi Elazar is. Now, Rav Chia and Rav Beva b'shem Rav Elazar, they have a different version of Rav Elazar. And they say, well, I agree that Ma Pligin v'mechanes v'preitrait, I agree that Ma'aliz b'shem v'isal is when a person at the beginning of his gathering, he's gathering all these coins, one by one, and he says, this will be for my shekel. Avol v'oymer elu l'shikli, but in the case where he says, he grabs the bag of coins, or grabs a handful of coins, and he says, elu l'shikli, kuli alma moida shamayis v'nchulein. So this is the Nekudas HaMachlekes. In that case, even Beis Shammai would agree that the rest is Chulin. Zokt Rabbi Yisrael and the Tikkun Hadzin, the Beis Shammai Chulin, Hoyu ve'ein kantos, Shiyu Choloim Rabbehu Shehekdesh Patos. I mean, there was no mistake over here that we could perhaps say it in Shitas Beis Shammai, Hekdesh Patos Avi Hekdesh, the Kevin the Ein Biyode Lahar Beis Vishkolim, You don't have the ability to be marbe in a machzis shekel. It's a fixed amount. Therefore, the extra will be chulin. So the kitzur ma olav yodena. Where are we holding right now? We have a case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a person is gathering money and says this will be for my machzis shekel. Bishamis and his extra. Bishamis say the extra is in a davar. Bishol say the extra is chulin. We have a machlekes within Shitas Rav Elazar. We have Rav Yosi in Rav Elazar, and for the sake of brevity, we're going to call it Rav Beva, b'shem Rav Elazar. Rav Yosi b'shem Rav Elazar says, when are they arguing? At the beginning, when you start to gather and you say, this is going to be for my shekel. That is a machlekes. But if you grab a handful, and you know what is there, even Beis Hillel will agree that the extra is a nedava. You know that what was there, and you clearly just want the extra to go for nedava. Rabbi Yehuda says, "B'shem Rav Elazar Farkaret." You know that you can only use 10 of these coins to make up a machzis shekel. There's 11, so you know you're trying to do something which is an impossibility, and therefore the extra one simply doesn't work, and therefore the extra one will be chulin. That is the second day of B'shem Rav Elazar. So, says the Gemara like this, Rav Chia was one of the ones who sided with Rav Biva originally, says Rav Chia, Masnisa Messiah L'Rabivi, the Mishnah is Meduyik like, or the Bryce is Meduyik, or the Mishnah is Meduyik like Rav Biva, this name, because it says, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ma Bein Shkolam Nechatas, what is the difference between Shkolam? And chatas, elisha shkolim yeshlem kitzva, ulechatas ein lehen kitzva. And as we said, we think that Rabbi Shimon is going on both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and he's saying, what is the difference between the two? Shkolim has a fixed amount, and the chatas does not have a fixed amount. So ma'anan kayomin, what case are we referring to? In other words, when Rabbi Shimon says, what is the difference between Shkolim and Chatas? What case is he comparing and contrasting? Man and Kayamin, what are we talking about? Im ba'omer sh'avi mehen shikli, if we are discussing the case where the Nisach was, I will bring from this bag of money my shekel, if that's what he's referring to, kol ama ma'idish ha'maisar and chulin, everyone agrees that the extra is chulin. Im ba'ayme sh'avi mehen chatasi, also kol ama moidoi sh'hamayse chulin. So, when Rav Shimon says, what is the difference between shekel and chatas, he's not referring to the second case, where a person says, from this bag of money, I will bring my machzis shekel, from this bag of money, I will bring my chatas, because in both cases, we say that the extra is chulin, because he never compelled himself to use the entire bag of money for the shekel or for the chatas. He just said, from this bag I will bring him. So that cannot be the case that Rav Shimon is contrasting. Ella, Kain Anan Kayamin, what are we talking about? The Omer, Elu Leshikli. It's the case when he says, this will be for my shekel. So we say the following. Shkolim al yedei shekatzvasan min ha-Torah, being that they're fixed a set amount, midyaraisa, so the din is moisaran chulin. The extra is going to be chulin, because the Torah said, it's a matzah shekel, eshrim geira, that's what it is, it's a fixed amount. And therefore the extra doesn't work, the extra is going to be chulin. Whereas chatos, al yedei shein kitzvasan min ha-Torah, it's not a fixed amount, therefore, meisaren nedava. So we have a raya, if so, says the Gemara, says Rav Chiya. We have a raya too, Rav Biva's explanation, Rav Biva b'shem Rav Elazar. Again, one more time, just to make sure we get this clear. We have a machlekes b'das Rav Elazar. In what case, what is the case that they're arguing about? They both say that in a case where a person is gathering coins, small little coins, one by one by one, and then you end up with 11, machlekes b'sham, b'sil b'sham, it says hektish, b'tos is hektish, b'sil is hektish, b'tos is not hektish, but if you grab a handful of coins and you know what you have in your hand and you have an extra one, so says Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Elazar, even b'sil agree the extra one is in nedava, Zakhtar Biva, even b'sham I agree that the extra one is chulin. Says Rav Chiya, we have arrived from the Mishnah to Rav Biva, from the case where Rav Shimon says, what's the difference between Shkolim and Chatas? Shkolim is fixed, and that's the reason why the extra is Chulin. Chatas is not fixed, and that's the reason why the extra one is Nedava. Above our state, that Shekel is fixed, and that's the reason why the extra one is Chulin. So that is a Raya, if so. A clear raya to Rav Biva b'shem Rav Elazar. That's what the Gemara says. So says the Gemara, Ma Ovid la Rav Yosi b'shem Rav Elazar. So how will Rav Yosi b'shem Rav Elazar respond to this? Mimchares meduyik in the Mishnah, like Rav Biva b'shem Rav Elazar. So we say no. Poster lei b'mechanes preitroit u'gibes hilal. Not like we thought originally that the statement of Rav Shimon is just going on the case of Hare Elu, where it's going in both Beis Shammai and in Beis Hillel. It's going in the case where they argue. It's going in the case of a Mechaneis Mois, the very first case. Person has got, you know, a bunch of little coins, one, two, three. And at the beginning he says, Hare Elu, this is going to be for my shekel. In that case, that is where Rav Shimon says, why is it that their Beis Hillel said what he said, that the extra is chulin, whereas surely in an analogous case of chatas, if a person is gathering coins, and then he says, these, one, two, three, four, this is going to be for my chatas, and it turns out there's one more than necessary, the Beis Hillel would say, Yiplu, the money, extra money is in a dava. Why does Beis Hillel say it? It's going within Shita's Beis Hillel in the first case only. So that's what the Gemara says. Pasalah, the Mechanis Pretroi to Beis Hillel. In which case, you don't have a kasha on Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rav Elazar. In other words, really, Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rav Elazar would say, I am going to stick my guns. I'm going to say that if I grab a bunch of coins, and I know that there's 11 coins there, and I say this should be for my machzis hashakel, and I know that there's one extra, I will say that even Beis Hillel would agree that the extra one is a nedava. You know that you only need 10 coins to make up a machzis hashakel. You took 11, so clearly you wanted that the extra one should be a nedava. When Rav Shimon says, "Well, ma bein shkolim lachatas," that by Shkolim the extra one is Hulin, and by Hatas the extra one is in Adava, he wasn't speaking on our case where you grab a bunch of coins, but rather he was speaking on the first case of the Mishnah, where a person is just doing it preitroit. He's taking it one by one by one, and so on. In that case, Beis Hillel says what he says, and there we say the extra one is Hulin, whereas by Hatas we say the extra one would be a Nadava. So that is the first kasha and teretz on Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Gemara, another kasha on Rabbi Yosi. V'ha taninon, But we learned later on, Meis Shkalim Chulin, that the leftovers of Shkalim are Chulin. Again, isn't that referring to this case where a person grabs a handful of coins and says, I intend on using this for my Matzis HaShekel, and there's some extra, and we say it is Chulin, and Lakuli Alma, which is like Reviva B'Shem Rabbalaz, and not like Rabbi Yasi, says one name, Pasalah, B'Machanis Preitreit, K'Veisilo. Once again, I'll say, it's referring to an individual who was doing it one by one, the first case of the Mishnah, like Beis Hillel. Good. Fine, we skip the parentheses. Now, says the Gemara Baita, Hamafrish Shikloi. New case. A person was Mafrish Shekel. So he took a Machzis Shekel, and he said, this will be for my Machzis Shekel. V'savar Shuhayiv. And the reason why he took it is because he thought he hadn't given yet. V'nimtza She'ere Hayiv. And it turns out that he is not Mechoyev. It turns out that he gave already. It just slipped his mind. Yeah. So what do we do? In such a case, we say Leikidesh. Again, why do we say Leikidesh? Because we are going like Beis Hillel, Hekdesh Batos, Leikidesh. And in such a case, it's definitely not Kadesh. The Tiklan Chadlin says, 2-3 lines before the piece of the new piece of Mishnah, he says Nim Tzishin Hakadosh LeKadosh that Kaven the Sham Shekel Ena the Shem Shekel excuse me Ena Chalaklal the Shem Shekel well is not Chal at all Pshit Delanda LeKadoshi in that case it's Pasha that it's not Chal and Kadosh Ki Kami Boylan the Shaila will be Heicha the Mafresh Shnayim he designated two coins. So let's do this again in the Gemara. Hamafresh shikli v'savar shuchayiv v'nimtzeh shenehayiv leikidesh. Hamafresh shnayim v'savar shuchayiv shnayim. He took two because he thought he was mechuyiv two. Now why would a person think that he's mechuyiv two shkalim? Because he didn't give last year. Remember we mentioned yesterday there's the Tiklin Chatatin and there's the Tiklin Atikin. There's the old one from last year. If you didn't give from last year, you still have to give. So the fellow thought that he didn't give this year and he also did not give last year. So he set aside two coins. And he's only Mechuyiv one. What do you do with the second one? Meaning here, like we saw in the Pirish, the reason why here we have a Shaila is because here there will be a Chalais Shame on one of the two. So maybe here is different. So Mayavid Lei, so we say Nishma Ana Min Hadam. We can bring a Raya from the following. Hiprish Chatase. Person was Mafresh Chatas. Sava Shechayiv. Meaning a person thought he ate a piece of chaylev. V'nimtze she'ena chayev. Someone came along and said, no, you thought you ate forbidden fat. You ate shuman. You ate kosher fat. And you're not mechuyev to bring a chatas. The din is leikitcha. So it will not be kadesh. Hivrish shtayim, he thought he's mechuyev two chatois. For two separate actions. V'savu shechayev shtayim. V'nimtze she'ena chayev ala achas. The din is Oyzeshnia Mat Oved La. What do you do with that second one? What do you do with that second one? We'll just go actually with the gears of the Gra in Bays. He says the gears is Oyzeshnia Roya. That second one will be Yira Adjiyistaya. Even you'll use and you will when it gets a mum, you will sell it and use the proceeds for a Nadava. That's what it says over there. So hacha my at Ovid lay, command amre eilin in the dava, achanam eilin in the dava. So again, so the Gemara is bringing a raya that just like over there, we're going to use the money for a nedava, achanam eilin in the dava. Let's take a look at the carbon aedo over here just to explain the case. The way he says is,
Yeah, so he says, Hachanami Eilul Nadava, Yiplu Hamayisar Mehen. So just like in the case we had two Chatois, and you're only Mechuyev one. So the second one is Yirad Yisfeiv and Yiplu Nadava. So over here you thought you're Mechuyev two Shkalim, one for this, one for last year. So then we will say one of them is used for Yimachsis HaShekel, and one of them is Yiplu Nadava. That's what the Gemara suggests. Yep. Achanami Eila Nadava. Says the Gemara, we take out the word Vav Chafalath, and we say, Heich Omer Ata Eilu. If you look at the carbon Eid again, he says, Heich Ata Omer Eilu. Stam the Shas Parich. Eich Ka Amr is Da Hashenin Le Nadava. Why are you assuming that the second coin goes to a Nadava? Le Ye Ela Kineto Harbi Mais. Isn't it just like the case where a person took a bunch of money and he says, and so on. So says the Gemara, you know, your raya is not a good raya. You thought to bring a raya from Chatas. But no, there's no raya from Chatas, just like in our Mishnah. If a person gathered extra money, and he said, this is for my shekel, and it turns out he's got more than necessary, according to the Beis Hillel, the extra money is going to be chulin. So over here, he thought he was mechuyev twice. For sure, we would say, you know, one of them you're not mechuyev at all, and therefore, the extra money will be chulin. Okay, so that was that. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said, what do you mean? It's not true. You're telling me that there's a fixed amount for the Machzis HaShekel? It's not true. Things vary. Things change. There was fluctuation. So, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Darkonis were dinarim. The Darkonis were gold dinarim. Chazir Lishkol, Slayim, Kishmuan. And then they started to use Slayim. Chazir Lishkol, Tavayin, which is Palgi Slayim. And Bikshulishkol Dinarim Kaitrin, and they wanted to allow them to use even smaller amounts as the Machzis HaShekel, Balei Kiblu Aleihen, but they would not allow that. Min Hada, based on a pasuk which says, Vehemadnu Aleinu Mitzvos Lasei Shlishis HaShekel Mishana LaAvedas Beis Elokeinu. What does that mean, Vehemadnu? If you look at the Tiklun Hadatin, four lines down, Ve'emadnu Aleinu, Midikamra, Ve'emadnu, they were maimed it. They kind of fixed it, they stopped it, they prevented it. The mashma, Shenechemia, Ubezdin, Hayitzrichim Lahamid Hadavar. They needed to kind of stop and prevent. Avalekalameh Mashayunim Noyim Lagamre, Mimashikosapatera. It's not pshat that the Yidden didn't want to give a Machzis HaShekel at all. That's not what's going on. that's not what's happening. El al karchach shayuritzim lahavi Machzis hamadbeya hayoitza afshi pchusim yimachzis HaShekel diraisa. They wanted to give half a coin, but the half a coin which they would then use was so cheap that it would be less than the Machzis HaShekel diraisa. And on that, Vehemidum Lasi Shlishis HaShekel. He said, no, I'm sorry, it's got to be at least one third of a shekel. Shu Yud Geira Dino Machzis HaShekel HaOmer Batera. It's got to be at least the value of the Machzis HaShekel HaOmer Batera. So we're just showing in review that there was fluctuation to the extent that, you know, it was going down, and at one stage they wanted to use a coin which was particularly inexpensive, and on that they were mimed it, and they stopped it. Rav Chilgi b'shem Rav Acha, b'kan sh'tzarach adam l'shalish shikloi gimel ba'amim b'shana. So another remez which we learn in this pasuk is that a person should be m'shalish shkolim three times. If you look over here at the Tiklin, five lines in the bottom, Lashal Shikloi, Medalei Ksiv Shlish Shekel, Bishana, Lekar Dorish Lashi Yashekel, Mishtalish Bishana, Vala Avichum Shkolim Mairi, Ela Be'inin Stoka. but rather you should be giving the tzedakah three times a year. And like the Mefarshim say, before the regalim, in order to ensure that the aniyim are taken care of. So it's a remez to give the tzedakah three times a year. It's also a remez that you're not matriach to ask the tzibur to be menadev more than three times a year. It's also a remez that the Trumas Halishka was done three times, and every time it was done in three kupais, and each kupa contained three saw.
So, Rabbi, where is the makor for the three times? Is there a pasuk for that?
Well, we're learning out from the fact that it says shlishis hashakel. So, from the fact that it says shlishis instead of shalish, we're dashing three times. Good. Siv ze yitnu kol ha'ever al ha'pikudim. It says this is what you should give. Rabbi Yehuda Ibn Nechemya had amar lefi shechatu b'machtzis hayom. Yitnu machtzis hashakel. One says because they sinned in the middle of the day, therefore they give a middle coin. They give a machtzis hashakel. Had amar lefi shechatu b'sheish shois b'yom. Yitnu machtzis hashakel the ovid shisa garmasin, which has the value of 6 garmasin. If you look at the tiklin over here, he says, 2 lines in the bottom, Yidna machatzis hashakel, the sphere lay, a machatzis kapit kra. The ikar is the fact that it's half. Rafiro chatzid arkein. Whatever it is, the main thing, it should be half. Even if it's a very expensive coin, like a gold darkin, it's got to be half. Eidach sphere lay, no, matbea, shieba mispar shisha kapit kra. It's got to be a coin which has within it 6 something. That is the ikar, the hainu machatzis hashakel, the kra, the chapra ma, she'ovdu b'sheish, bo sheish, it was the 6th hour, and Beisha didn't come. That is that Rabbi Yeshua bei Reb Nechemya v'shem v'yechem and Zakeh l'thi she'ovru al aseres hadibreis yeh nesin kalech v'echad asore geira. Because they were over on the aseres hadibreis insofar as avodah zarah shakel keneged kol haterakula, they have a need to give something with the value of asore geira. Rev Brachia, Rev Levi Vishim, Rev Shimon Lakish, Lafisha, Machru, Bechirish, or Rachel, the Esrim Kesef, Yekalachadach, Pedes, Benei, Bechiri, the Esrim Kesef. Because they sold the Bechar of Rachel for 20 Kesef, so too, when one is does Pedin Aben, it's also got to be the Esrim Kesef. You look at Rashi over here, I'm sorry, not Rashi, the Tiklan, I mean, Bechav Kesef, Dinarim, the Hainu Hei Sloyim, which is the value of 5 Sloyim, which is the amount you give for Pidin HaBen, because one seller is Dala Dinarim, and therefore 5 Sloyim is 20 Dinarim, which is 20 Kesef. V'nafala kol echad v'echad min ha'achin shehayu asara, and there were 10 brothers responsible, says the Tiklan Hadadin, shehayu asara, sheruvim v'binyamin lehayu b'mechira, the Yosef Gamkein Haya Hagoreim, Ayde Akina Shibetchila. Very strong Lashna. Right? He says, and Yosef was also included, because he was the Gerim through the Kina, and so on. Good. Now we say also, Pinchas B'Shem of Levi, that the Shemachru Bechirish or Rachel Be'eshem Kesef, the Nafa Lechol Echad Ve'echad Mehem Tiva. Everyone got 10%, which was a Tiva. Therefore, everyone needs to give a machzis hashekel, which is a tivah, which is a chatzi sela, which is the dinari. Good. Okay. Now we move on. Zog the Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah. Moise shkolim chulin. So we said in Shita's Beis Hillel, excuse me, that if a person is gathering extra money, he's gathering money, coins, and he says, Harei l'shikli, and he finds that he's got extra money, then it is chulin, like we saw in Beis Hillel. So Moser Shkolim is chulin. Moser Asiris Ha'efa, And we'll see what that's referring to. There's different types of Asir Zahipa. One is the Kohen Gadol, one could be something else. But we'll see. The Moser of Asir Zahipa, so you have extra left over from the Asir Zahipa, or Moser Kinezav and Kinezavis, or Kineyoldis, or Chateis Vashamais. In all of those cases, what do you do with Moseran Nedava? It goes, Nedava, as we said, Lekaitz Mizbeach, Zaklau, Kol Shubal Lashim Chates, Umisham Ashma, Moseran Nedava. Anything which comes from Chates or an Asham, the extra goes, Nedava. Moser Ola Laila, Moser Mincha Lemincha, Moser Shlamim Shlamim, Moser Pesach Lashlamim, as we learned many times, that Pesach Mishayim Moser Shana is a Shlamim. Now, Moser Nizirim Lenizirim, the Mefarshim explain it means that if they were collecting for the Karbanis of poor Nizirim, and they have extra, so that should go towards other Nizirim. Whereas Moser Nazir, but if it's just one single Nazir who finds that he has extra, then that is Lenedava. Good. Rabbi Yosi ad the Ano Taman, whilst I was there in Babel, Shamas called Rabbi Yehuda, Shal Shmuel. I heard the voice of Rabbi Yehuda asking Shmuel, here for Shikla Yumeis, what is the din of a person who was mafresh, his shekel, and he died? Amalei Yipur Nedava. He said, it goes Lenedava. Moser Asir Sa'efa Shaloi. What about the Moser of an Asir Sa'efa Shaloi? Now, the Moser Asir Sa'efa Shaloi, here we are referring to, the Rami says, in the Tiklin, Shalkoin Gadol, Shnitesru Ma Yasaboy. So the leftover Asir Sa'efa of the Koin Gadol, what happens to that? So Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Yili from the Yamamelach. Extra goes to the Yamamelach. Rav Loza Omar, Yipul Nedava. The extra goes Lenedava. Says, Frag the Gemara, the Masnisa Plika Rabbi Yechanan. The Mishnah is the Lake Rabbi Yechanan. The Mishnah says, two lines down the Mishnah, Moser Asir Sa'efa is Lenedava, we said. So Masnisa Plika Rabbi Yechanan, Moser Shkalim, Chulin Moser Asir Sa'efa, Moser Kinesavim, Kinesavis, Kineyaldis, Chateis Shamis, Moser Nedava. So how can Rabbi Yechanan say that the lack, it just means you don't have to be nana from it. So how can Rabbi Yechanan say that the extra Asir Zayifa is Li Yamamelech when we see it is Le Nedava?
Why would Yamamelech supposed to
be let's just finish the piece and then we'll come back. So I'll go upon him. The kasha is, Rabbi Yechanan says that the extra of the Asir Sa'efa of the Kohen Gadol goes Liyam HaMelech, meaning you're not allowed to be Nana from it. And our Mishnah says the extra of the Asir Sa'efa goes Linedava. So now we say the Mishnah is the Lake Rabbi Yechanan. So that we say, and that we say is, no, Ma'avid La Rabbi Yechanan, Pasalah, Moser Asir Sa'efa, Shal Minchas Chayte, Shal Yisrael. It just means the extra of the Asir Zeifa portion of the regular Minchas Chayte, the Goyin says over here, Shal Kol Yisrael, that is what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Meaning that is not something which you can do anything with. The Tiklin Chadin says over here, he says over here, meaning it's taken to the Yamamelech because to the extent that it's used for a carbon chattis, and the chattis was done, and they were makrovit and so on, so then I guess the extra, it's not something which is bob and a dover, and they already makrovit, so maybe it's like a bechina of the chamisha chatois. The chamisha chatois, once it's one of them is Kipru Baalel, once the Bainam receives a kapara, so then the extra, it's destroyed. So it's over here. So it's not a kasha from the Mishnah, because one is speaking about Kohen Gadol, and one is speaking about a Minchas Chayte Shal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Omar Aldo Olil Abba Bar Abba. On this, Abba Bar Abba was either spoke or was upset. Different Mefarshim explained different. If you look at the Karban Eda, about five lines down, Aldo Olil Abba Bar Abba, Ahad the Maisi Pesamach. On the following, actually, Avud Ishmael, the Eu Abba Bar Abba. So, I mean, he asked me because he was bothered by this. On the following, Avud Ishmael asked me. It says like this, and we take out the words the Ein and Amrin, and we say the following: Minayid shePesach Mishtane l'Shem Shlomim. How do I know that a Pesach is Mishtane l'Shem Shlomim? Meaning to say that Pesach Mishayim es Hashana, that you shecht it, let's say Shalei l'Shmai. So how do you know that it's brought as a Shlomim? Tamid Leimer the Im Minatzein Karbanoi l'Zevach Shlomim. We dashin kol shehu min hatzayin. Anything, the type, meaning the type of animal which is usually brought min hatzayin, which we know is referring to a carbon pesach, will be brought as a shlamim. So that's what. So Avu the Shmuel had the following problem, and he said like this. He Sivan, wait 1 second. What do you mean? Hare ola ba min hatzayin. But isn't an oila also the type of animal which is ba min hatzayin? So how do you know it's referring specifically to Pesach? The Tikkun Hadin says in the second to last small line, Hari oila de ba gamket min hatzayin. Oktani v'mas nisin, moiser oila la oila. So our Mishnah says the extra leftover oila goes la oila. And here we're saying that the extra is brought as a shlamim. So again, I see minari ola minatzayin. That's brought. That's also something minatzayin. And here we're saying that it's brought as a shlamim. The Mishnah says the moisa ola is an ola. So we say no. It's referring specifically to a carbon pesach. Davar she'eini ba ela minatzayin. Yotzes oila shiba afilu min abakar. So you know why we're saying it's referring specifically to Pesach, because Pesach is only ba min atzoin, whereas an oila is brought from a bakar also. Hey, Stephen, may I ask another question? Are you asham? An asham is brought exclusively min atzoin. And our Mishnah says, what do you do with the extra asham? It's brought as in a dava. And here we're saying it's brought as a shlamim. So Amr Bun Bar Kahana, min hatzayin, davishu ba mikol hatzayin. From the fact that it says hatzayin with a hey, so we see davar ba min mikol hatzayin, yata asham sheinu ba ella, the gear says min akvasim bovad. So asham comes from a limited type, it only comes from sheep, as opposed to fasa, which comes from goats also, in which case it's referring to that, which it comes as a shlamim. Frag the Gemara 1 second, Mahol Asar at Omer Min Lamait. Usually Min is a meat. Bekan at Mar Min al Rabbis. And here you're saying Min is a Ribuy. Nain, it says the Gemara, you misunderstood. Amar Ramana, Achanami, Min is Lamait. Meaning Miut in a ball, Ben Shteshanim, Miut in a ball, Nakeva, and so on. And is that which we're being marred is from the hay of Hatzayin. In Hanami, we are being memayit. So Al Kavanim, we're saying at this stage that that Pesach that we said menayin she Pesach mishtan l'shem shlamim, because it says im min hatzoin with a hay, and it's referring to specifically the carbon Pesach, which is bought from all different types of tzoin, including goats, and therefore it's possible to come as a shlamim as opposed to an asham. We take out the next line. Hey, Sivan, Vaksiv, Ve'im min hatzayin karbanoi min hakvasim oy min ha'izim la'oyla. So, ma'at the Moser Pesach ba'oyla. Why should we say that the Moser Pesach is ba'az shlamim? There's another pasuk which says min hatzayin, again, the exact same structure. And it says, oyla. So maybe that's what you should do with a leftover carbon pesach. It should be brought as an oila. So Amrevi Abba name Mishan Davashu Lachila Davashu Lachila Mishan Davashu Lachila Davashin Lachila. If we have a choice of being maimed and saying what should the Pesach be brought as a shlomim or as an oila, we would rather that it be brought a shlomim, because both of them are dvarim which are bar a lachila as opposed to an oila. Amrevi Yezi ba Revun Mishanin Kodshim Kalim Lashem Kodshim Kalim. If we have a choice of saying what will you do with a leftover Korban Pesach, either you will maintain it as Kodshim Kalim or you will change it to Kodshim Kodshim, it's odd to say that it will stay as Kodshim Kalim.